Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone out there. Welcome back. I'm Kai, and I'm a posher. I have to go to my posh meeting. Hi, I'm Kai, I'm a posher. I'm also a thrifter. Anyhow, great to be back with you guys. Enough of my dad jokes. And I just want to seriously dive right into everything that has gone on since my last episode, which has been a ton of stuff. Not to mention that I have this alarm on my phone going off. That's going to sound funny. I don't know if you can hear that. And I'm so cool, you know, that the only way to get this alarm to stop is by shaking the phone, because it's supposed to be kind of fun, wake you up, you know? Oh, goodness. Not so cool, but you got to have a show. Okay, I got it to stop. Anyhow, I am super excited to share with you some wonderful things that I've found recently and some things that I've been able to do with what I found. I am just, you know, I'm learning so much, and I'm not sharing a lot of information. I don't have a lot of people in my circle to share with, but that's why I'm here sharing it with you, because you guys get it. You guys, like I think I said on my last episode, you guys get it when you go into a thrift store. You get that kind of rush, like, oh, my God, what am I going to find? I'm going to find something. And people don't get that. I'm in the thrift stores several times a week, and I watch people shop, and, you know, they pick up anything, and I remember being that way. I remember going to their store and not looking for anything in particular, and now I'm starting to kind of laser in on what I'm exactly looking for. So actually, I'll just start with today's haul. You go with me. Actually, I haven't even taken it out of the bag. So, as you know, if you've listened to my previous episodes, I am a college student, and you're going to hear some stuff in the background because I'm grabbing my bag. Okay, this is live. I'm on campus several times a week, and I have been eyeing the bulletin board because on it was a posting for my campus thrift store's tent sale, where I've been to them before over the years. Usually everything's a dollar, and I was freaking out thinking, last week I saw it, I thought, oh my God, I gotta go over there, because they don't take cards, of course. They only take money, cash. So I was like, okay, I don't have any money on me, what am I gonna do? And then I read the date, and it was actually this week, not last week. So I was in class, after class, I went over, and hold on a second. So I grabbed some super awesome things, and everything it will eventually be posted, or I'm sorry, listed on Poshmark, but I was in my shed, and I have to share that story with you. So I have this little shed area. I call it a shed area. It's just kind of a backyard area where I keep, it's in, you know, enclosed, gated, and I have the bins and the containers and everything as it locks in there. Okay, so last Sunday I went out for, you know, just a regular Sunday with my girls, and we went, eventually ended up at a farmer's market and throughout the day. So we did a lot of fun things. So anyhow, I get home, and I didn't realize that my shed gate was open. I thought, okay, my daughter had closed it, but I didn't really think anything of it. So lo and behold, apparently someone had been back there. And I had inventory missing. So, unfortunately, fortunately for me, I had three sellers with missing
pieces, or I'm sorry, three of my buyers, and I was able to negotiate with one who's amazing. I will talk about her on my shout-outs at the end of the show. The second one I had to go ahead and cancel, and the third one I actually found within what was left. And it looks like what was taken was a bin that had things I've had up on Poshmark for quite a while. So I've taken, of course, that stuff down, the things I can't find. And it was so, I felt so violated. It was just, oh, my God. You know, I felt bad someone took things from me, but I felt even worse that I had to explain this. You know, I had accepted offers, and it was like, oh, my God, I have to go and do this. So, anyhow, everybody was super sweet. All of my buyers are amazing, and I, of course, it all worked out in the end. And so that's what I got today. So I'm looking at my bag of goodies, and I don't know how. I remember when I was growing up, my mom, for some reason, she just didn't like, she liked saying things her way. She was like, I'm going to say it my way. I don't care what I, how to pronounce it. And I just didn't realize that Etienne Agnew was French, strangely enough. So it ends up that, yes, Etienne is French, and my mom had, whenever she could find a pair of Etienne shoes, I remember just seeing the brown leather and then reading on the inside, you know, Etienne Agnew. So, I found, and I don't know if he's as popular as he was when I was younger, but this was like a super upscale brand back in the day. I did some comps, and I didn't find anything close to what I have, but Etienne Agnew is still being sold on Poshmark, and if I'm actually saying it incorrectly, you can let me know. So I found two pair of Etienne Agnew shoes. One of them is a black sandal with a little kitten heel, really super cute. And by the way, everything was $1. And I found a pair of Etienne Agnew wedges, and these are just a wedge sandal, so super cute. Of course, this is going to be posted. The sandals are size 8, and the brown sandal is 8, and the black one is size 7. I'm sorry, 7.5, I believe. But I will probably end up posting these tonight. So if you would love to check out my Poshmark closet, it is at Showstoppa, Showstoppa, if you'd like to do that. So anyhow, back to my little haul. So I found a super, super cute kind of watercolory Zara top. And what amazes me is I kind of giggle to myself when I go to thrift store and I'm finding like Zara and Free People. Nobody pays attention to these brands. Nobody pays attention. They're all, you know, at least the management of the stores are hoarding the Coach or, you know, the Michael Kors. They kind of got an idea of some things that are brand name, but they have no idea about Zara. And some of the lesser-known brands are so adorable. The Zara top is, if you go to my closet, again, that's Showstoppa, Showstoppa. Now, if you go to my closet right now, you can see I have a kind of a vintage-looking Banana Republic top that's got, like, paint swipes. And the Zara top kind of mimics the color scheme on that. It doesn't have the paint swipe. But the colors are similar. It's very pretty. And the next thing I have is a really, really cute, super springy Talbot blazer that's got, like, little tea roses all over it. Again, if you go to my closet, you will see a LuLaRoe maxi dress that can fold into a skirt. It's got the little tiny roses with it. If you want like a rose overload, you could pair those two together and it'll be rose overload. But this jacket is so adorable. It's a Talbot's jacket and it is, what size is that? I think it's a size 2. But it's adorable. It's super cute. And oh my gosh, for spring, it would be a really cute dress up or down. Okay. My next piece is a super, just like, I don't even think the half the things I pick up, like I try to use my eyes and have an eye for, like, you know, textured on fabric, like what will work and what just don't even bother because it's been, you know, heavily worn. But I found a Fila sport kind of faux, I don't know, it's kind of a fleecy jacket with like a little black at the top. The jacket itself is purple. It's one of those that you can pretty much wear year-round if it gets cool outside. And it's super, I mean, I don't know if the person even wore it, but it's really nice. And I don't really get jackets that often. For some reason, I just felt comfortable getting them at the campus store because I had the opportunity to actually pick it up, look at it. When I'm thrifting, I'm in more of a rush than I was today. So actually tomorrow, they're doing it again. They're going to have another campus day outside with the thrift store goods. I will be going back. I left some Lucky Brand jeans I would like to go get. Anyhow. The next and my last item that I got from my campus thrift store today is a pair of these aren't cut for cause either. 7 for All Mankind. Cutie, cutie. They're really nice dark denim jeans with whiskering. And the best part is I just can't stand jeans unless they're supposed to have that fraying at the bottom. I can't stand buying jeans that have, like, been stepped on or have that kind of worn out bottom. I think I like a more cleaner look when it comes to jeans. But the best part about these jeans is I believe they're plus size, which I love to have because I guess who is plus size? Me. I mean, I go and I find a lot of really small things most of the time, like that Talbot blazer that's size 2. And I really don't shop for myself. I do shop for things I would wear, but not necessarily can wear. So there's a huge difference. But this, anyhow, has a waist of 40, which I could probably get into, but I would rather not because they're in such good condition. I actually wouldn't want to ruin them. All right, so that's my little mini chat about my little mini haul from my campus thrift store. I had a great time today. And again, I left some things. So shout out to San Diego City College and their campus thrift store. So I hope you all, if you're ever in San Diego, come and visit the thrift store at the campus. Anyhow, so I've got like about 2 minutes left, and I do want to go ahead and get to my closet shout outs because I think that's super important. I did let a few people know that I was going to do that, but I want to keep my word. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to shout out, or actually my first shout out is going to go to a lady that I sold to that was really, really patient with me. Especially, you know, since I had items missing and I was trying to fulfill her order and share a bundle. And I'm sure you can kind of feel the tension. And her closet is at at CVIAR. So CVIAR 74. And I don't think that she has anything listed, but just know that if she comes around to buy from you, she's a great buyer and a very understanding lady and just amazing. So I appreciate her for her understanding. And my next shout-out is going to go to, who is it going to go to? Oh my gosh. So I got this bundle of, like, 6 pieces from a children's place from this seller. The seller is at Bina16. Amazing seller. Oh my gosh, she put so many cute little goodies in there. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't think I've had a package that fun. It was just kind of fun because you not only did I open the clothes, and the clothes are super adorable and better than she advertised, but there was just so many little goodies in there, and she's an amazing seller. And all of my, I'm sorry, she's an amazing seller. Everyone that I purchased from is amazing. That's all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and please feel free to listen to some of my other podcasts that are obviously available all the time, online. I will be posting these on Facebook. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Mommy, are you still on?